Welcome, friends. This is Brad Foreman with Peaks Podcast, reporting to you from beautiful Deboche, Nepal. You just couldn't imagine the beauty of this magical little town. It's nestled between many, many high glaciated peaks. The wind's blowing through the pines and the rhododendrons, and the property is surrounded by a stone wall about 4 feet high. It looks like something right out of a Harry Potter novel. As a matter of fact, the hotel name is Rivendell Lodge. Brand new, spanking brand new section of the hotel. Very nice. Can't say enough about it. We just had a delicious meal for lunch, a late lunch. Why a late lunch? Well, we had a crazy schedule today. But before I get too far down the podcast, I want to introduce, this is episode 50, season 4, Everest Expedition. For those of you who've been listening, yesterday we had an unbelievable day seeing the Yeti skull at the monastery. Now today we traveled, 27,000 steps, 2,000 vertical feet, way up here to Deboche, Nepal. This is season 4, as I mentioned, our Everest expedition. You know, it's from door to door, 63 days. And right now we're in the process of acclimatizing. So today was one of our first days of really, you know, packing into a different hotel. We were down at Numche Bazaar, where we started out and acclimatized there. Now we're up 1,000 vertical feet at 12,500 vertical feet above sea level. Today we went all the way up to 13,000 feet above sea level at the monastery, which we'll talk about in a little bit. All this, you know, is a slow, methodical process to get oxygen into our blood. The process is going to take close to a month to prepare for the highest peak in the planet, Everest, at over 29,000 vertical feet above sea level. So today's trip was beautiful. We struck out and we'd already been on part of the trail, and from Numche Bazaar on our day hikes. And we contoured a mountain, basically. And then we headed down a very long downward slope. And I saw my first red rhododendron in full blossom. Absolutely beautiful. This area is known for its spring rhododendron blossoming, where the hillsides are just covered. As you recall from previous episodes, when we flew in, we saw thousands of the white rhododendron, but today we saw the first rose red colored rhododendron. We also experienced our first suspension span bridge. Boy, do those things rock. I forgot. It's been many years, 8 to be exact, since I've crossed one of those, and they really get moving up and down when you get 10, 12 people on it. We were having tea watching people cross the suspension bridge earlier today, and then this two shepherds and about 8 yak crossed. What a picturesque setting, seeing these massive animals, the yak, cross the bridge. All the time, the shepherd yelling and moving their yak. The yak are slightly apprehensive to go across a suspension bridge, you know, as many people are. They're moving the whole time and going up and down and back and forth sideways. So it makes for a little bit of a, almost an amusement type ride as you walk across. I'm guessing the span was 30 to 50 yards. So it's about 100 feet above the river below. So it's a beautiful sight. And there's all kinds of prayer blanket, prayer flags, prayer cloths that are decorating the entire span. So, what happened today was probably one of the most meaningful preparation days. It's called the Punja. P-U-J-A. Punja. For years, I've heard about the Punja ceremony. And basically, my understanding is the Punja ceremony is it's 100% necessary before you step foot on the Everest mountain. The Punja ceremony basically gives you rite of passage to go with the Sherpas on their holy mountain. The Punja ceremony that we just participated in was 30 to 40 minutes, and it took place in the Tengboche Monastery. Tengboche is just about 20 minutes up the path from our hotel here. It's a beautiful monastery. I had visited years ago and had no earthly idea back then that I would be participating in a punja here that really could mean life or death for myself. You know, if you don't have the punja, you're not getting on the mountain. You're not going to have the support of the Sherpa, the people indigenous to the area. The punja shows the Sherpas that you have respect for their religion, their way of life. Let me tell you about the punja, because you're not allowed to take photos. We sat in the main area of the monastery. It's all painted with bright orange and yellow paintings of Buddha and various Buddha scenes. It's very bright and it's very chilly. And we had just finished climbing 2,000 vertical feet, so I was a little sweaty. And we entered the monastery, and you sit on the floor and leaning against the wall, cross-legged. And for me, after doing a nice big hike like we did, and then sitting cross-legged for 40 minutes on a cold floor in a cold room, my body felt stiff as a board when I got up. I mean, maybe it's the age, but I'm not good at sitting in cold, damp places after a workout on a hard surface. But anyhow, it was completely enjoyable because the punja is so important. So the punja was administered by a Dali, who is the head of the monastery here, and three of his assistants. They're dressed in this dark red robe, thick. As a matter of fact, I wanted to borrow one because I was so stinking chilly. They look like a big dark red comforter, but more rustic. And they wrap this around them, They don't, one of the monks didn't have any shoes on. He was barefoot. He must have been freezing. So there's three monks that sit on one side, and then one monk sat across from him. And the ceremony is, it would put shivers down your spine. They are doing a chant amongst them and reading from, it appeared to be like holy papers. These papers that were bound, like they're about 4 inches tall by 18 inches long. And it looked like they were reading the chants off of these strips of paper. And they continually are chanting. And then one had a symbol that he would finesse and play, you know, tap to make a beautiful sound periodically. And then another would hit this big gong. And this gong is something you'd imagine out of a adventure movie. A gong, it echoes through the chamber, really giving an eerie feeling. I mean, super eerie. I mean, mystical. There's no other word that could describe it better than mystical. And this goes on, and they repeat, and they repeat, and they repeat. I couldn't understand a word that they were saying, but it is obviously part of their ceremony, and it was something that I've waited for a long time. The puja was given to us at this monastery, and apparently we're going to have another part of the puja with our local team at base camp. So that way we get to share the puja with all the people that are that have supported our expedition in the weeks that preceded us or our arrival. So these guys have been working tirelessly, getting everything ready. You know, tens of thousands of pounds of gear up at base camp. All kinds of crazy stuff I've heard about. So I personally am going to give them total 100% respect with this puja. And we are also, I'm told, going to be given a necklace. This necklace we wear when we climb Everest. And this necklace we're not to take off until it actually falls off our body from wear and tear. So this could be years you don this threaded woven necklace. I can't wait to see mine. That's right up my lane. This is going to be something I'm going to cherish forever. I will post a photo of it on peakspodcast.rocks. Peakspodcast.rocks for everybody to see. I feel so blessed, so fortunate to be a part of the puja. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the charity Foreman7Project.org. Foreman7Project.org. We're giving 100% of all your donations to Kids at Need so they can get out and enjoy the outdoors. They can be mentored. They can see what the things we take for granted are all about. So please check out my my charity website, and if you are inspired, please donate. So the puja was finished, and we did a circle around the chamber clockwise, of course. Everything is clockwise when we do any of the religious activities. Buddhism here, they have shrines all along the trail. And as we approach a shrine, which would be for somebody that's passed, one shrine was for the first Sherpa to climb Everest, Norgay, and we got to that shrine, and what you do is, it's they're typically round, or they're big monuments, it's on, you know, on the trail, and you pass clockwise to the left as you're approaching, and you always go around it that way. And we did the same thing during our Punja ceremony. We walked clockwise around the chamber, around the monks, around the Dali, and then exited out the main door. Of course, I should mention the holy Punja ceremony. We did not wear, we're not, out of respect, didn't wear anything, no footwear, no hats, no backpacks. Similar to the monastery, you know, that we went in the day before to see the Yeti skull. You know, talk about two different religious ceremonies. Here we're doing a sacred Yeti skull yesterday. Today we're doing the sacred Punja to allow us entrance to the holiest mountain in all of Nepal, Everest. Wow. I mean, I'm really getting a taste of this Buddhist spirituality over here. It's surreal. I'm just overwhelmed by how devoted the locals are. Our Sherpas that participated with us were praying and being completely respectful during the whole ceremony, as you'd imagine. But you could tell that these two that accompanied us were just totally engulfed in a part of the ceremony. And it was a beautiful thing to see. You had to see it to kind of understand it. And it's beautiful. Let me just leave it at that. So the Punja. Today, we're going to have a big supper to finish up after the hike, after the Punja. And we're going to relax. This hotel or guest house, tea house, has private rooms for us because of the COVID. Same thing as Nam Che. And it's brand new. I have my own bathroom in my room. Now, this might sound kind of funny, but last place I did not, it was a dorm style at the end of the hall. So I have my own bathroom, and yes, you might have guessed it. The first thing I did was jump in the ice-cold shower. I'm guessing it was 45 to 50 degrees. And I got to take my first shower in a handful of days, and it felt great. I got to wash some of my clothes. Because of the length of this expedition, keeping, you know, cleanliness and keeping your clothes washed is a constant battle, and something like I like to keep up on. So I washed my socks, undies, and my hoodie, is a hiking shirt and an undershirt to last me a couple more days. Oh yeah, and also socks. I got those all cleaned up, and it's just part of the process here. You know, I think there might be some laundry service, but you know, we're moving quick. And I don't want to leave anything to chance. So basically, I just wash them myself. And they're hanging before me on the the back 40 of this tea house on this clothesline, blowing in the wind. I hope that they dry out before tonight. I think they will. There's a nice steady breeze here, and it's a good place to get all my things caught up. Anyhow, it's a real honor to be doing this podcast here in Nepal, my sixth of seven summits. And this Everest is a real expedition. There's so many facets. It's amazing. I hope you enjoy following through all the details, because it's complicated, and just keeping track of it myself is a challenge, and it's fun. I forgot how much I just love being up here in the mountains. I hope you all get out and enjoy wherever you are. Get outside and enjoy it. Last night, sitting around drinking our tea with a couple of our guides, and I think we had a belly laugh for 20 straight minutes. My stomach ached. The sheer simple pleasures of being up in the middle of nowhere, no TVs, radios, and the simple pleasures sometimes are the best. Anyhow, get out and enjoy your simple pleasures in your local areas, and see what I'm talking about. Peaks Podcast is proud to be here, and I hope you're enjoying it. Please make any comments if you like what you're hearing. Share with your friends and family. We love to pass it around and get the message out to as many people as possible. Have a great day, and we'll be back with the next 51st edition episode in the near future. Have a great day. Bye-bye.